Monday. Did you sleep in on
Monday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Hello, everybody. Hello, catch uppers. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend.
And we're here to kick things into gear for your Monday. Nath.
Jim.
Good to see ya.
No, great to see you, mate.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I wasn't going to.
Look, we're going to have to let you go.
I love how I've seen you for about 5 hours this morning and you wait until the mics are on, probably the last thing we're going to record for today, to tell me that I'm done.
Yeah, look, there's never a good time to let someone know you're letting them go.
Is there a reason?
No.
Oh, there isn't even a reason.
No, well, look, okay, technically we're not letting you go. We're just letting your name go. It's the Jimmy Show.
Oh, just Jimmy, not even Jimmy and?
No, just Jimmy. But you'll still be required to do the show. The show won't change at all.
As usual.
People will listen to the show. They won't even tell the difference.
Will you still refer to me on the show as Nath, or am I also a Jimmy?
No. Everything stays the same.
Right, okay.
Just the name of the show.
So everything is the same except the name of the show.
Yeah, that's
it. What about the photo? You know,
no, it's still going to have Nathan in it.
I'm still there.
Yep.
But aren't
like
people,
I said, nothing's changing.
Well, aren't people going to go, who's that guy?
No, they'll know.
How will they know?
Because they'll listen to the show. Hey, look, we do have a huge show coming up for you. Got a little story about my first ever massage. Nath, you've got a little bit of a taste test.
Yeah, I got a little taste test because apparently things you like to eat link into what kind of person you are.
I really did enjoy that.
Yeah.
Very informative.
And you've agreed to jump out of an aeroplane, which is fantastic.
Never. I would rather... No, I'm not going to say it.
Eat glass?
No, I mean...
No, you'd rather eat glass.
I will let everyone go to the podcast. Yeah. I'm not plugging what's on it by anymore.
No, we're done.
So there is a little timestamp below us if you want to skip forward to some stuff, but I just want to get something off my chest. You know, you're like, those would you rathers? Would you rather jump out of a plane or eat glass?
Yeah.
Like, I'm an adult. Like,
oh, come on.
There's no one forcing me to do that. That's why I hate it.
All right. Well, what if there was a gun to your head?
But there's not.
Okay. Give me a day.
Nath, on Saturday morning, we did something that I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
We got a massage
and
a facial.
Both, the duo.
We got the duo. Now, we went down to Indota Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey from Indota Spa, she hooked us up. Now, go check them out. They're at the Icon Complex. Mm-hmm. Icon Complex just opened. Amazing things happen there. But we thought, hey, we've got time, Saturday morning.
Oh, we got a lot of time, mate. We just do radio.
Yeah, we don't do anything on the weekends.
We're not super busy.
So we thought, yeah, we'll go get this massage / facial. Now, this is an offer they're doing. It's an opening offer, so you can go down and see it. You can go check it out. So you get a massage and a facial.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for Stacey. Now, two things stood out for me because I quickly realised that I've never had a massage before.
Yeah, which boggled my mind. Have you never had a massage?
I didn't realise that till we got there. Now, I've said I've never had a facial, which you haven't had a facial.
I've never had a facial.
My girlfriend's always trying to get me to do them. Oh, you look great with a facial, Jimmy.
Well, I look exactly the same. Yeah, it's not rearranging my features.
It's not plastic surgery. So anyway, when I got there, I realised I'd never done a massage because now I have been converted. I will say that. But I always thought I'm a sports guy. I'm a physio guy.
Yeah.
Now, I think I might have had a remedial massage here and there, but I was more of a physio. You know, get a good rub down.
Yeah, it's not like the relaxing. They don't do that in the physio. Yeah. The relaxing music and the sense.
Yeah, you really get relaxed. Now, so I never had a massage before because I thought, hey, why would I pay for a massage when I can pay a physio to really get in there nice and deep like? But I'm converted, Nath. I had this massage.
You loved it.
And now we had separate rooms. Mm. So we've come out after.
Asked for the couple room and they said no.
Yeah. Actually, we asked for the couple room and they went no. Because they went, you guys, all you do is spend time together. We need to separate.
She said, not a chance.
Not a chance, yeah. Thanks, Stace. Now, the thing was, I walked out. I was too relaxed. You know I'm a very highly strung person, Nath.
That's where you needed it, mate.
I've got a bit of anger in me at all times.
What was I
like after I came out?
You were first of all, they had to wake you up. I'm pretty sure you were asleep.
Yeah, I did.
You walked out and I was like, we need to get you like a Zimmer frame or something because
you really
bounced off the walls.
I'm converted. I'm willing to quit radio and become a professional masseuse getterer.
Professional receiver.
Professional receiver, yeah.
Yeah.
Just every day, just getting a massage. Now, the one thing that, because I never had a massage before, you walk in. And the lovely lady, I think we had Mel and Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you did, but she said, can you get down to your underwear and there's a towel?
Yes.
So what did you do?
Got down to my underwear and put the towel on.
Yeah, but how did you put the towel on? Just around you. But you got your undies on.
Yeah, no, I was lying. You lie down on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just lay it over you because they move it.
See, this is, I didn't know that.
Well, because this is your first time. Yeah. There should be an instruction manual, like where, like CPR next to a pool. It should be that.
But she just leaves me and she goes, down your undies, put the towel on. And so she leaves and I go, well, how do you put the towel on? So I wrap it around you like you come out of the shower because I didn't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I wrapped it around me, but I still had my undies in. And what I didn't realize, because you know you tuck your towel in after you come out of the shower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tucked the towel into my undies.
Oh, no. You've made it difficult.
So then I've laid down because I see the massage table. I figure that bit out. I'm like, all right, they want me to lay down here. And as I've laid down, I've got the towel tucked in. So she's coming. She's like, hey, Jimmy, how are you? We're just going to have to loosen this towel a little bit.
Mm.
And she's gone to loosen my towel and me... Because it's tucked into my undies, my...
Your pants came off.
Well, bits come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're never going back to Mendota Spa, are we? But Jim, at the moment, we're talking about psychologists. They've come out and said that there's a link between your taste buds and the type of person you are. So what I thought we could do is a little bit of a taste test. Now, it doesn't involve you eating anything, but basically what what'll happen is I'll ask you what you prefer out of two foods, and then we'll assess your character based on your decision.
Okay, yeah, because this study, so it means if you've eaten a food, if you've got a favourite food, it says something about your personality. Is that right?
Exactly right, okay, mate. Yeah. Spot on. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Here we go. The taste test commences. Would you prefer a spicy Thai green curry or a mild Massaman beef?
Oh, you got to go Thai green curry and the spice as well, yeah.
You like the spice?
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Easy choice.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's have a look at your character trait by making that decision.
My personality.
So you have picked spicy food, which means, let me know if I'm correct here, you're a risk taker. You like new experiences and horror films.
I hate horror films.
Okay. Risk taker? I don't think you're a risk taker either.
I am a risk taker.
You wouldn't jump out of a plane.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
It's a risk.
It's a stupidity take. No, I'm a risk taker, okay. But I'm not.
What about new experiences?
Mate, jumping out of a plane is where I draw the line. Don't tell people I'm not a risk taker, so I just won't be an idiot.
So you don't like super spicy food then, is what you're saying?
No, I like super spicy food. I just like staying inside a plane when I'm travelling somewhere. I don't see the joys in leaving.
And you like new
experiences? It's like jumping out of a car midway while you're driving. Ah!
And you like
this is fun.
Do you like new experiences?
Yeah, I do like new experiences.
Okay, great. Except jumping out of a plane. You know, that experience.
You really want to double dip on this? You can't get your mouth shut. Driving in a car and going, you know, I'm going to jump out of here right now. It's just dumb. It's just stupid. Because you did it. You're trying to justify how good it is jumping out of a plane because you jumped out of a plane once and you think you're cool and it's a great idea. It's not. It's dumb.
Taste test number two. What would you prefer? Would you prefer to drink a black coffee or a strawberry milkshake?
Oh, black coffee.
Black
easy.
Coffee.
Don't even have to think.
These are easy, mate. Well, at least you know. You know what you want.
I know what I want in life, mate.
You chose a black coffee, which means it's the bitter choice. You like the bitterness of the black coffee.
I'd argue I like the caffeine, but...
Which means you're more likely to have antisocial traits, including being manipulative and insensitive.
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm manipulative. I'm not manipulative. I am insensitive.
Okay.
So, and I am antisocial. I prefer to sit at home.
So, no to manipulative, but
I'd
yes.
say they're kind of right. I mean, the first one was kind of right, bar the horror movie thing. Mm. This one's kind of... You know me, I'm not manipulative.
You're not manipulative.
But I am antisocial.
Yeah, you're antisocial.
I hate having a fun time.
That's spot on too.
Yeah, all good.
Right. Here's your last one, Jim. Would you prefer steamed broccoli or salted pretzels?
Steamed broccoli. You know what I did last night? What did I do?
You steamed some broccoli, mate.
Steamed, certainly did.
And I didn't... Oh, you didn't have any pretzels to choose from, so...
Oh, I'm not really a pretzel guy. They're quite salty and little. You know what I mean? They're tiny.
Yeah, there's they're not filling. Yeah, although we went to the Icon Complex the other day, saw Dimmer. He gave us some salted pretzels.
That's nice, but they're just not a... They're not a thing I'm going to go buy.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to go to the shops and buy salted pretzels.
So because you chose steamed broccoli, Jim, it means... Now, you're not going to agree with this one. It means you're not competitive and you love traffic, apparently. I know. No. I know. Are you sure you're not a pretzel guy?
Yeah, give me a pretzel.
Hobart for the honeymoon.
Oh. Yes, Jim, everybody knows we are on a quest for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to come to Hobart for their honeymoon after they get married on the 19th of this month, the 19th of May. Now... The step we've taken is we've launched a petition. We've launched a petition for the people of Hobart to sign to get them here. We need Hobart to band together. And if you do want to sign our petition, go to our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. The link to it is in the bio. But one of the most exciting things about this petition, Jim, is if you do sign it, you're in the running to win some custom budgie smugglers. Do you want to tell everybody about these custom budgie smugglers?
Oh, yeah, mate. These are one of a kind. If you're not sure what a budgie smuggler is, I mean, it's something for smuggling your budgie.
Yeah, it is.
It's essentially the male one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's a great description.
Yeah, well, occasionally I just pull one out. Look, yeah, if you do want to see these are a one-off. Now, they are on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there, have a look at us modelling them. I'd argue, Nath, you and me aren't modelling models.
No, we're not your regular, normal models. You think models, you don't think us. But we're giving it a crack.
But that's the thing about budgie smugglers. We've chosen to be the models for this because we believe that you don't have to be a model.
And we've made them for Prince Charles.
Yeah, because he was a little upset. Prince Charlesy Charles was like, yeah. Hey, guys, I can't wear budgies anymore. I'm old.
Mm.
And we went, mate, you can't put an age on the male one piece.
You can't.
That should be able to be worn at any stage of your life.
And the thing about these budgies, Jim, is they're custom made. They're exclusive. They're almost, you could call them a collector's item.
Yes.
Because no one else is going to get these except us and Prince Charles.
Yep.
So that is it.
Look, our big friend of the show, Andrew Jenner, he's going to help us deliver these budgie smugglers to Prince Charles.
He's promised us he'll attempt to.
Yeah, we've got a few pairs left over. So if you want to be part of this exclusive club, I mean, not many people will get the opportunity to rock some Charles Barkleys.
Well, this is the thing. If Charles gets these, which we're pretty confident he will, they become an official royal garment,
Let's just say we're 99.9% sure that we can get them in the hands of Prince Charles.
Yeah.
It's not an over-exaggeration. We are that confident.
In the hands or on the budgie of Prince Charles?
Well, this is what I'm going to say, Nath. We can get them in his hands. Mm. We can't promise that Prince Charles will put them on. We can do everything in our power. We know we can get them to him, but whether he'll actually put them on...
Surely he'll put them on.
...take a photo, that's what we're not sure.
Do they become instantly worth more if he puts them on?
Oh, if he puts them on, I mean, yeah. That's why we're encouraging everyone. Get involved with this before it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the moment, it's not cool.
Yes, it is. No, we're selling this.
It's two mugs on the radio. We've got some custom-made male one pieces, and we're trying to flog them. But once Prince Charles puts them on, it's going to be the coolest thing ever.
And we promise.
Imagine Prince Charles wearing these. People around the world are going to talk about it.
So it's going to be huge.
Get on the bandwagon before there is a bandwagon. Right now, it's a tandem bicycle with Nathan and I sitting on it, and we're looking for the third person.
There's some other seats. Yeah. You go put some more seats on.
So, again, you can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. There's a photo of Nathan and I modelling them. It's one of those DOS photos, so you've got to swipe for Nath.
Oh, nice.
So Jimmy's first, Nath second, you've got to swipe for Nath.
Yep. It doesn't get any better when you swipe, just letting you know. If you're like, oh, Jimmy's not good enough, don't swipe because you're looking for something better.
Don't swipe for more. You're like, oh, geez, how good's that? So again, head to our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. There's a link in the bio. You've just got to sign our petition, Hobart for the honeymoon. If you do sign that, you're going into the draw to win these male one pieces.
They're a collector's item. Do yourself a favour, guys. Sign the petition.
Get on board while it's not cool.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for... Gossip Guy. Gossip Guy.
Yes, Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. You help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Drake and Rihanna, Nath, I've got some terrible news.
Oh.
In a recent interview with Vogue, Rihanna spoke about her friendship with Drake and she said, "We don't have a friendship right now, but we're not enemies either. Riri revealed it is what it is."
Oh.
It's a bit disappointing. I mean, they've collaborated on a lot of music together and they've previously dated, I think.
Does she say why? There's a bit of tense?
Well, she didn't really say why and she wasn't asked. She brought it up. She was like, hey,
she wanted to air it.
She wanted to air her dirty laundry.
Yeah, quite literally.
Now, she was asked what it will take to fix the friendship. And this is what Rihanna said.
Work.
You know what? Because some things, Nate, they don't just happen. You've got to work on it.
Yeah, work on it. Yeah. Do some couples therapy.
Yeah.
Work on it.
I'm pulling for Drake and Rihanna. If you guys figure it out.
Can you stop calling her Rhiannon, by the way? You're putting an N on the end.
Rihanna. Oh, most people don't know this. Her real name's Rhiannon.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we're close personal friends. We are. We hang out all the time.
No, he does.
It's like, hey, Jimmy, it's Rhiannon. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Let's hang out. Stop. She's like, don't bring Drake. look, Nath, the new Tim Tam Genie. Oh, sorry, no. No, Apollo Jackson.
sure, I'm fine today.
He has some exciting news.
I'm super excited to announce the pre-release of my first single, With You. I'd really appreciate it if you guys would pre-order it and get behind it. The link's down below. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to start sharing more music with you guys.
He's excited.
Yeah. Look, we're huge Apollo fans.
I love Apollo.
Good looking rooster, funny, seems genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking, I've said that, haven't I? Good looking rooster, yeah, can't say that twice.
he's big, big guy.
Magic, I mean, yeah, he is the new Tim Tam Genie.
Oh, he is too. That's right, that's his special.
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't heard the song, so I won't pass judgment until I've heard the song, but what are you feeling, Nath? What are your first thoughts? You're the music, I mean, I'm the music guy, Jimmy Nath, but you come off every song, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go, hey, that's Maroon 5, Jimmy Nath.
I think he needs to stop, like, doing so many things.
What about this? Just go me, hey, that's a new one, Apollo Jackson, it's Jimmy Nath on hit. Give me that.
Hey, well, I don't know what the song is. I don't know how to come
just
off
say
it.
It's the new one from him.
Hey, it's a new one from Apollo Jackson, it's Jimmy Nath.
Doesn't really.
Well, I don't know what it is. What if it's a soft song? They'd be like, hey, it's Jimmy Nath, Apollo Jackson. That kind of works a bit more.
Can you see yourself doing that?
Ah, oh, if he sweetens the deal with a few Tim Tams, perhaps.
And look, finally, Deadpool 2. Very exciting. We've got the preview screening. If you want to be one of the first people to see Deadpool in Hobart, call the show 13, 12, 16. Not right now.
Mm.
Don't call now.
But you can call about 10 minutes.
Yeah, a bit later on, we're giving away some free tickets. But Deadpool 2 has released a new music video. It features Celine Dion. It's a brand new song. It's called Ashes. So it's a huge get by Ryan Reynolds because she hasn't released new music in a while.
No.
And she's done a new song specifically for Deadpool 2.
Big Deadpool fan.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah,
huge,
wow.
Huge fan.
Good honor.
A huge get. No one, like...
That's massive.
Everyone, I've watched the video, I guess, for about 3 minutes 30, and everyone's waiting for, like, the, you know, the plot twist or whatever. No, it's just a real song she's written purely for Deadpool 2.
Jimmy Nath on Hobart's
Hit 100.9. And if a man over in the US by the name of Don has eaten 30,000 Big Macs. Wow. He's gone and done it.
Good.
He's been eating the burgers since 1972.
Oh, hang on. This is over a period of time.
Yeah,
this isn't
sorry.
In one sitting.
No, no, he didn't sit down.
Oh, okay. So, I mean,
not as impressive?
Still impressive, but slightly less as what I originally thought.
So you thought he just sat down in one sitting and ate 30,000?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's impressive.
Well, how long would it take to eat 30,000 in one sitting?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be sitting there for a long time.
30,000 burgers.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So Don, he's been counting the burgers he's been eating since he first started in 1972.
Okay.
He ate one and went, wow.
This is great.
This is delicious.
Yeah, nice.
I could eat 30,000 of these.
Oh, he set himself that early.
No. He just went, I'm going to start counting them.
Yeah.
McDonald's have given him a little, like a little badge. I'm just showing Nathan a photo of it now.
It? He's eaten 30,000 of those things. That badge looks like it's cost 40 cents.
So this might be the worst badge ever.
That's crap.
It's the size of like three fingers. It looks like it was made by a primary school student.
It honestly looks like one of those ones you give your mum when you come home from first day at kindy. Look, I made a badge for your mum.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I don't know. I mean, I'd argue that it's not that impressive.
What, eating 30,000 burgers or
yeah,
the badge?
Yeah, but I mean, the badge isn't impressive, but I think the badge matches his accomplishment. Like,
you're on my side. You don't think it's as impressive anymore.
Well, I mean, he's been... I never thought it was. I'm revealing now my true thoughts on this story. Because, I mean, he's been doing it since 1972.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, he's come out and said he's hoping that he can eat 40,000 by 2032.
Yeah, but again, that's like, what, 15 years away?
Yeah,
he got so much time, bro.
It's not impressive, Don. I'm going to eat some... I mean, I'm sure I've polished off nearly 15,000 burgers in my time.
Well,
I'm just not counting.
That's the thing. If I counted how many burgers I've had, I reckon I'd probably have more than him.
Yeah.
Where's my badge?
So I'm just not counting. We're asking right now, 13, 12, 16, what did you eat at the cinema? Now, Nath, we went and saw Avengers last week.
Yeah, great film.
No spoilers. Don't worry. If you're listening, you haven't seen Avengers, we won't spoil it for you. But a great film, mm-hmm. and I recommend going to see it. Now, like anything that I'm involved with, there will be lateness because I'm just a late guy.
Oh, you are a late person. You were late to your own birthday party.
Oh, yeah. If I do have a birthday party, I invite people. I'm like, yeah, sweet, it's 7 o'clock. I'll get there at 8.
It's frustrating for someone like me.
I just want all my friends to meet each other. Really mingle. Yeah, so we got to the cinemas. Now, Nathan, we arrived a little bit late. My fault. Yeah. Now, I ran into the cinema to get us some seats.
Yeah.
The only seats available were at the front.
So you tried to make up for it. You know
I tried to make
up.
I was like, you get the drinks and the popcorn. Mm. I'm going to run into the cinema and get us some seats. So sat down near the front. Now, as I was there, it was just that point of where the lights are turning off.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So sort of the end of the previews into the movie.
The fade down.
Yeah, the fade down. Now, as I was, because I had to text you and shine my phone so you could see where I was when you walked into the cinema. But as I was walking in, because it was still lit, it was going from lit to darkness, there was a gentleman. Now, I have told you this. I said there was a man at the cinema eating something weird, but I haven't revealed to you what that was yet.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so I'll tell you what it was. A guy at the cinema, seeing Avengers, eating a meat pie.
Meat pie?
Meat pie.
Wow. Huge. Did he have sauce?
I believe he had tomato sauce, but that wasn't the thing that caught my attention. It was also how he was eating it.
Oh.
Had a knife, a fork, and a plate.
No, he did not have a knife, a fork, and a plate.
Had a knife, a fork, and a plate.
So he's brought his own cutlery and...
So not just brought a pie to the cinemas to see Avengers. He's brought a knife, a fork, and a plate.
Because you don't want to make a mess.
Yeah. I kind of applaud him for it because pies can be quite messy. You get the flaky bits and, you know, the lid's going everywhere.
Yeah.
But he's got a... So he's got... You've got to imagine he's sitting on his seat. He's got his knees nice and close together, plate sitting on it. He's got a meat pie, then he's...
But the thing with that is, like, you're looking down the whole time. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing,
that's what frustrates me.
I mean, and as we walked in, the movie was just sort of starting, the previews were finishing, so he was quickly trying to scoff it down.
Oh, he was trying to eat it beforehand.
Yeah, he was like...
Oh, nah, don't do that.
And you know that thing where you're trying to breathe on it? Because it was quite warm pie.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's why it got me thinking, 13, 12, 16, what did you eat at the cinema or see someone else eating?
Mm.
Because, Nate, the cinema's notorious for food being snuck in.
Oh, plenty of people do it. I used to sneak food in all the time.
What were your go-to foods?
I used to go to, like, Woolies and stuff beforehand, and I'd bring in dip.
Dip?
Dip and chips and, yeah. See, again, dangerous because things can fall out.
I'm not a big fan of chips in cinemas because they're quite loud. Like the bag's loud, the chips crunch is loud.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I don't like that movie theaters offer that as a purchase.
Yeah, stop.
But you can't really get in trouble for bringing it in because, I mean, it's also sold there.
Mm.
I'm just trying to think if I brought in a burger and chips once.
Oh, did you?
Did the old burger and chips, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that messy? Did you get it everywhere?
No, not really. Like, you keep the burger in its wrapper, and the chips are quite easy to eat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so 13... Okay. Sorry, it's just become what Nathan, Jimmy eat in the cinema.
What did you eat at the cinema? Let's go to Ashley. Ash, what did you eat at the cinema?
Hey, my partner and I took in Zambreros.
Nice. Now, how much did you bring in, Ash?
Oh, we just had a burrito each.
Now, how did the burrito go in the cinema? Was it messy, or did you maintain the burrito intact? You didn't spill much.
It wasn't too bad. We just, you know how you just peel back half the foil?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
As you eat it?
Yeah, that's good.
So we sort of, we maintained a bit of control there, but it was pretty good.
Well done.
I recommend it.
Now, Ash,
I recommend it.
It's well worth it. Now, Ash, because you snuck the food in, do you take your rubbish out or do you leave it as like a calling card and being like, Ash was here and I ate a burrito?
No, we chuck it in the bins on the way out.
Oh, yeah. God, you're a model citizen, aren't you? Shannon, welcome to the show. What did you eat at the cinema?
Hey, guys. I didn't. My husband is notorious for taking things in. So one time we went to a Star Wars movie, which was packed, and we took Chinese food.
No.
Yeah, it was awful. And I've never seen a Star Wars movie since, and I swear it's because of the stench of the Chinese food.
Shannon...
And we've been to Gold Class as well, and he's taken in boiled egg wraps.
Boiled egg wraps?
We'll start with the Chinese food. So what specifically, did he have spring rolls and a pad thai? Like, what did he have in there?
No. Like, I don't know the actual dish, but it was like a pad thai sort of thing. It was like full-on stenchy Chinese.
It would have sucked the whole cinema out.
Yeah, and it was one of those smaller ones as well. So it was just, with a big group of people, and it was just like, I can't believe he's doing that.
Shannon, is he not a big fan of popcorn?
No, he's very healthy.
Okay, but how did he get it in? How did he sneak it into the cinema? How do you sneak in a whole thing of Chinese?
Oh, no, he has no shame. There's no sneaking in.
Oh, he just walks it in.
Yeah,
he just proudly walks.
If he has to sneak something in, that's what your wife's handbag's for, isn't it?
It's the Chinese Wars.
We all have that person who's like no other. Yep, you guessed it. It is your mother. Whether you cuddle your pillow or you're a thumb sucker, everyone loves their mother tucker.
Yes, it's Mother's Day this weekend, Jim, and to celebrate, we are rewarding mothers for being fantastic at tucking in their kids, because that's something all mums are good at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't even have to train to that. You just put the kid in, tuck them in, boom, you're there. You're done.
Now, to be a good tucker-innerer, you've got to be put to the test. And the way you're getting put to the test is this Friday at Harvey Norman, 11 a.m. It's a tucker-innerer-off, Jim. How's that going to work?
Now, if you and me will be in a bed. We're just going to find ourselves snuggled up in bed. We're going to have four mother tuckers from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we'll have an independent panel of mother judges. So they're going to have little paddles and they're going to hold up a score, 1 to 10.
Be like So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Pretty much exactly the same as So You Think You Can Dance. Instead of celebrities dancing, it's Jimmy and Nath sleeping and some mothers tucking us in.
All right. Let's hopefully find our first contestant that will take part in the tucker-inner-off this Friday. Heather from Granton, are you a mother?
I am a mother.
A mother of how many, Heath?
Of three.
Of three.
Mother of three. Okay. Plenty of experience.
Plenty of experience. And Heather, are you known for your tucking in skills?
I am, actually. They have a name for it.
Okay. Oh, this is huge.
What is the name for it?
Look, I made it sound more exciting than it is. It's just called the Mama Tuck, but they beg for it. Please give me a Mama Tuck. And it takes so much energy that at times I just can't deliver. So it only comes out once in a while.
Wow.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, Heather, you're first.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only chatted to one person, but what's it called again?
The Mother Tuck.
The Mother Tuck.
The Mama Tuck.
The Mama Tuck.
Now, Heather, because on Friday, how it's going to work is you're going to have to, if you get selected, you're going to have to tuck me and Jimmy in at the same time into the one bed. Do any of your kids sleep in the same bed?
They don't, no. But look, guys, I'm pretty sure I can handle this. I'm well experienced. I've got this.
Okay, Heather's up for a challenge. Yeah,
All right. Let's go to Chloe. Chloe, are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
Okay, of how many, Chloe?
One.
Okay. So you can focus all your tucking in energy on your one child, Chloe. Does your child love to get tucked in?
Yes, he does. So we do the forehead rub and kiss and sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star every night.
Oh, that's huge.
Oh, so you sing a song as well. That's another
element
on the board, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And sometimes when we play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, we play a little game before he goes to sleep. So he goes to sleep with a giggle.
So you get a laugh as well.
A laugh.
That's it.
Chloe, how tight are your tucks? Are they tight or not too tight?
Very tight. So he's in a sleeping bag first with his hands in because he's only 14 months, and then he has two blankets over the top of him really tight so that he doesn't, feel unsecure during the night.
Oh, two blankets.
A bit of security.
Okay, right, so Nath, we have Heather.
We've got Heather from Granton,
Chloe. Who's the Mama Tuck.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a name.
Yeah, she's got a name.
We've also got Chloe. Now, she gets you get a laugh.
Yeah.
You get a song.
Yeah, you get a lot from that experience.
There's a lot. Like, Chloe's got a lot going on. There's a lot of balls in the air.
But is there too much?
Is there too much happening?
You know what I mean?
Now, I'm going to reward someone. I'm going to give the first finalist away to compete in the Mother Tucking Her In or Offs on Friday.
Yes.
Nath, can you give me a drum roll?
Here is your drum roll, Jim.
The first contestant for the Tucker In or Off is Heather.
Heather!
The Mama Tuck.
Our first Mother Tucker.
I mean, this is huge. I mean, Heather, I had to award it to Heather because there's a name. She already has a name.
She's already got a name.
There's experience. There's runs on the board.
She could bring in a jersey. Heather, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, guys. This is very exciting.
Oh, it is exciting, Heather. It is exciting.
Now, Heather, is there anything you want to say? Maybe just some, because we're putting someone in, putting other mothers in all this week. Is there anything you want to say to your other contestants, people that want to call the show tomorrow?
I probably don't bother, really.
Heather, you are in the draw. Our first Mother Tucker contestant has been selected, Jim. Now, if you want a chance to be in our Tucker Inner Off, we're giving away another opportunity tomorrow.
Yes, three more contestants will be put into the competition Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And then on Friday, we will award Hobart's best Mother Tucker.